Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hi, everyone. Awkward thing. So we just spent a little bit of time recording.
I'm so glad.
I read my first review.
I'm so glad it was just a little bit. That's okay.
I forgot to hit record. We're doing like 3 episodes today, and I'm not used to being the one to record.
Yeah.
Because we started doing that once we started making videos.
Which is like when we filmed it, yeah.
Yeah. So let's start this over. Welcome to Between You and Us. This is the episode where we get our content from your emails. You write in and send us reviews that you'd like us to read, and we do.
And it's so fun for us because we just click on them and we don't have to spend hours on QVC's website.
Exactly.
You do that for us, so we love it.
Yeah, you have to slog through all the bullshit to get gems like this one that I've already read aloud, so I had some practice, and you had practice reacting to it.
Let me pretend I've never heard about it. Okay.
Acting. Okay, let's see how well you do here.
All right. Method acting. Here we go.
This is my first one. This was sent in by Marshall. It's a 5-star review. I don't have the full Amazon description, but they are glow-in-the-dark fish stickers.
The most fun product.
Yes. So
I believe that the Amazon title probably would have been 65 words.
Exactly.
Long.
So probably best that I didn't have to read that one twice. So here's a 5-star review. The title is, "They Glow in the Dark, They're Fish." I'm an adult, but I bought these as cheap bathroom decor. You get an assortment of colors, so I put the blue purple ones in my blue bathroom. I wasn't super thrilled with them or anything, but they work just fine. They glow in the dark and they have cute red googly eyes. I'm still on a quest to find the crummy rubber goldfish toy that I lost in a pile of leaves when I was 7. These aren't quite it, but they're cool enough. I'm sure they'd be great party favors or a companion for your child whilst raking leaves, because these fish don't blend into the dead leaves and you'd find it again. End of review.
He's just carrying that trauma.
It's so sad.
So sad, his never-ending quest to find his fish.
The poor fish, that rubber goldfish. That...
Honestly, the other day, Blaze and Leona were on a walk, and Blaze said, don't be mad.
This is new, by the way. I haven't heard this yet.
Oh, this part is new. Yeah. Yeah, I went on a totally different direction this time around. Last time I talked about this guy's therapist, now we're on a different track.
Now we're talking about Blaze.
Now we're talking about Blaze. And Leona were on a walk, and I guess he said, don't be mad, but we dropped her like giraffe teether toy, and I couldn't find it. And of course, I was not mad, but he ordered one on Amazon to be delivered. But the next day or something, but I remember thinking, thank God she's only 6 months old, because...
Yeah.
I remember being a kid and how important like my blankie was.
Yeah, you were using those teether toys until you were like 16. When mom threw that one away. God.
You're such an asshole.
That's when we got in our first big fight, was when mom threw away her teether toy. And I, being 14, was like, I think it's about time. That's all I said. And you flew off the handle.
That's why Blaze said,
and
don't
bit me, and you were like, you're my teething toy now.
That's why Blaze texted me and said, don't be mad, because he knows how I react.
Anyway, sorry. Yes. No, that's a very, I'm glad that she like doesn't care enough
she
about
doesn't
that
care.
Stuff right
she
now.
She doesn't notice. But yeah, anyway, so clearly this has had some lasting psychological impact on this poor reviewer, to the point where he's, but what I was saying right before you, so rudely found out you were not recording is that have you seen that TikToker who does the videos where she whispers and she's like, here's another installment of me rating the products in the guy I'm sleeping with's bathroom.
Yes.
Like while he's asleep or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just silly. And of course people go all sorts of directions and take it too seriously in the comments, but it's very funny. And my thought would be, can you imagine going into a bathroom of somebody you don't know very well and they have decor that are just stickers from Amazon with red googly eyes.
Red eyes. Red googly eyes. I don't know. That's the thing, is I don't have the product, so I don't know what they look like.
This person's more troubled than I thought. Also, decor. I mean, I know I said this before we recorded, but like, this sounds like something I would stick on my bunk bed as a kid. We had stickers all over our bunk beds.
Yeah.
And I feel like
they started with "I'm an adult," but so they understand the general.
I know, but I guess decor. I'm thinking like, are they like big, or are they just teeny little stickers you just sticking all over as?
Oh man!
Do you know what I mean? Like, are they like wall decals? Like, maybe that's why. Maybe they're wall decals.
That's what I thought.
Oh, I was picturing like just like little glow in the dark stickers, and I was like, what an interesting. I mean, it's not much better.
Okay, I'm trying to find the product.
Okay.
Is this it? This might be it.
Excuse me. This is what Amazon titles were made for, by the way. Do you realize that?
What?
What you're doing right now. This is what Amazon titles are made for. Yeah. Putting 80 keywords so that you would find the product.
No, it's not this one. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. It's tough to find. Man, there's so many glow-in-the-dark fish stickers. But yeah, so I don't know. But I think I pictured more like bigger ones, but maybe that's not right. Like, meant for decor, kind of like wall decals.
The problem with that is that means their eyes are also bigger proportionally, and their red eyes are also bigger.
Yeah,
which is alarming in its own way.
That is quite alarming.
Anyway, I was just curious, so that's good to know. My turn?
Yes.
This is an email from Morgan, she/her, who, by the way, wrote, "Hi, Christine and Alex, aka the goddess of laughter and the god of smiles."
Wow.
Oh, my.
I love it.
What a title.
You make people laugh. I only make them smile.
Or maybe it's what we do.
Oh, I smile. I don't laugh. I smile only.
And I just cackle. I don't know.
You do cackle a lot.
Blaze calls Leona the cackle queen. Fun like fact. It. Okay, so This is of a laptop bag, a laptop tote bag. I'll read you the Amazon title.
Please.
Crozer laptop tote bag, 15.6 inches, stylish shoulder bag, water repellent, large travel bag with RFID pockets for work, business, school, college, women, rose pattern. So here it is.
Oh, nice. Okay. Cute.
Just kind of a little rose covered laptop bag. And I have a 5-star review. I'm going to call them Shrenda. Because the name isn't all that different.
Okay.
It's a verified purchase, and the title is "More Spacious for Things You Cannot Put in Your Everyday Purse." I like this bag. It's roomy for things that I cannot put inside my purse, like Bible, tambourine, water bottle, etc. End of review.
Someone's having a wild weekend.
Man, Shrenda, where are you going?
Oh, Shrenda, where are you going with that Bible and tambourine?
God, what a time.
Because I want to be there.
I just picture her as like the emergency responder to like paranormal crises, mm-hmm. where she gets a call and she's like, oh, in the middle of the night, she's like, honey, I've got to go do, you know, some sort of blessing or exorcism.
My go bag.
Her go bag. She has like her tambourine, her Bible. She jumps in the car. She's like, this Amazon purchase came so in handy. I don't know why, but that's just, I just picture she's like making it work, you know?
Reminds me of Mr. Friedman.
Oh my God. Oh no. Not Mark.
Mark.
No, not Mark.
Yeah. He's followed us through life more than we expected.
We don't ever let him go. And I think it's definitely our problem. Like, I'm sure he doesn't know he's followed us. I actually,
I hope not.
I do know he does not know that he's followed us around. So I guess one could say we've followed him around.
Yes, I think that's more accurate by this point. It's
become
the tables have eventually turned.
Yeah,
it was originally, wow, oh my gosh, he's at this church that our dad dragged us to that we haven't been to before. Oh no. And then now we just bring him up for no reason, even though we haven't seen him or had anything to do with him for many years.
A decade? Yeah. So.
Anyway.
Your turn.
This next email is from Jake, him, who says, my friend Elizabeth and I found this Amazon listing for frankincense.
Can you imagine? You just said my friend and Elizabeth.
And poor Elizabeth's Elizabeth. Like, wait, what the, who the hell am I then?
Hang on a second.
Or maybe Elizabeth's just famous and like we should know who Elizabeth is.
My friend.
Like, oh, my friend. Oh, and Elizabeth. You know Elizabeth. Anyway, so here is this Amazon listing of Govinda frankincense natural resin pea size 1 pound. And this is somewhat relevant to a recent episode because here is the description. Pure incense without any fillers, sticks, or anything else to get in the way of the scent. 1 pound of pure natural frankincense resin, origin Ethiopia, 1 pound bulk bag, smells like church.
Oh, no. And how did I not see where this is going?
Yeah, and you had that same comment about the death candle, that it smells like a cursed church.
Cursed church.
Well, that's what this description says. And then here is a 1-star review of this incense. Okay. Not going to read the title because it's a little bit of a spoiler. Come on. This reviewer is trying to spoil the funny part of the review just in the title. Here's a 1-star.
Don't give the joke away in the
right?
title.
Right? Come on. This product was horrible and will not be buying it again. If you get what you pay for was an incense, this would be it. It doesn't smell like church. It smells like hell. As in, what the hell is that? I have real frankincense and this definitely isn't real. Save your sense of smell and money. Do not buy this. End of review.
Save your frankincense of smell.
Oh, that was good.
As in, what the hell?
As in, what the hell? This has very good ratings, though, overall. 4,200 reviews.
Is this on Amazon?
Yeah, a pound of bulk frankincense.
Where is this person finding 4,200 pounds of bulk frankincense? Think about that.
Ethiopia! I told you.
Okay, that is... What a... Random review.
These reviews are all over the place too.
And I know frankincense.
And I know frankincense.
Also, how fitting that it smells like hell. I mean, it really does remind me of that damn candle. It smells like church, and then you're like, it smells like hell. I mean, kind of the same scenario.
Oh man. Well, thank you, Jake. And it says, P.S. Elizabeth was the one who introduced me to your podcast, so go ahead and shout her out as well. Shout out, Elizabeth. Thank
you're
you
not
for
friends,
introducing.
Apparently.
Yeah, you're not.
Just in case you didn't
friend.
Know, this is me telling you. Thank you. So this is from Carla, she, her, who says, hello, she-furers. I don't know if that was on purpose or not. This was actually a Halls of Fame email, but it came after we recorded. So apparently I just plopped it in the folder.
Good.
And this is a review of the Australian Stockman's Hall of Fame and Outback Heritage Center.
Of course.
Obviously. Here's a 1-star review by Marina. Oh, and there's an owner response.
Okay.
Terrible. The hot chocolate was barely warm. Took it back to see them make it with chocolate flavoring, the type you put on ice cream. The pie had to go back. No heat at all, and the scones were very doughy. Not a good experience. Also, the small rocks in the car park, how to damage your car on one easy lesson. To prove you.
You get the how to damage your car for book for dummies, and it's just this address. Like, just drive there.
It's like you don't even need to pay to go in because it's just the car park. Here's a response from owner. Hi, Marina. Our apologies about your hot chocolate scones and rock experience.
And rock experience.
We appreciate all feedback and will address your concerns, Annette. End of response. Hot chocolate scones.
I love how they're like, we'll address them. And then like, but there's no more details. It's just, yeah, we hear you. Which sometimes is all these reviewers deserve. Or actually they deserve less than that. But yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's fair. I mean,
this one is fair, yes.
I feel like Annette's going to have like the weekly staff meeting with like, what, the two employees. I mean, I don't know how many employees are at the Stockman's Hall of Fame Outback Heritage Center, but probably not like more than a handful, and have the staff meeting and be like, things to address. Hot chocolate scones, rocks. Like, what are you gonna do? I mean, first of all, hot
get
chocolate
rocks.
Made with the syrup is like better than the powder stuff in my if you're buying hot chocolate.
No, that's weird.
At
I don't
a random
know.
Place
like, what do you think is
you'd expect it to be the powdered packets.
Yeah, I don't know what they think to
they're gonna like melt chocolate in a cauldron. And then scones are doughy. whatever. And then the rocks, I think that probably can't be repaired anytime soon. But
and I have a feeling they didn't really cause that much damage. I think these people who probably work there and drive there every day, I don't know. They probably know what happens after.
I think after a few flat tires, they would have been addressed if it exactly, were, yes. if it were really a problem. Yeah. So anyway, thank you, Carla.
That's funny. My next one's from Ellie, who says, I'm sure the Divine Comedy won't fit into one of your upcoming episodes, but this review is too perfect for your podcast.
They're becoming pretty damn long.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm not going to lie. It might.
And we get fucking weird. So this is
about the Bible and other historical literature a lot.
Exactly. So this is a review of the Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri. And... Are you familiar with the phrase or the term self-insert? It's when you're writing and specific, I mean, it's referenced in here, but by context, but I'll tell you it so it's easier to understand. It's for like fan fiction. If you're writing yourself into the fan fiction.
Oh, boy.
So that's what a self-insert is. So
Dante did that.
Well, you'll find out what this reviewer has to say about 3 stars.
Oh, no.
Good read, but are we willing to call this the first self-insert? Hear me out. It's 1472. You're a devout Christian, and you set to the idea of hell and writing of it. What do? You write up a really dedicated piece of fanfic about how Dante, your favorite, accepted you into his squad, and you had a great time together as you hung out with him and all his buddies. You're all like, my fave Dante, who's like super cool, was there, and we were the bestest of friends as we went through hell. In closing, when a 13-year-old girl writes self-insert fanfic to My Little Pony or something, she's super cringy. But when Dante Alighieri writes self-insert fanfic, it redefines the way we look at Christianity and is a classic, the double standard. End of review.
Oh my God. So I've never read it.
Me neither.
Okay.
But yes.
I'm assuming I did actually know that.
Now you know, yes.
I sort of did know that. Yeah. But I don't know any details. But wow, I mean, yeah, I guess that opens the floor to a lot of quote unquote online literature kind of redefining the way we see Christianity in the world.
Yeah. I mean, it's like it's a
step right up,
majorly
everybody.
Influential. And so y'all keep it up with those self
keep
inserts
that Tumblr
you never
going.
Know.
You never know. You could be the next Dante.
Yeah.
Your favorite.
Because what if the afterlife is really just my little being in the My Little Pony world?
And it very well could be.
It really could be. I think that's just as likely as Dante's description coming true.
Okay, cool. Anyway, this is a review of a perfume. This was sent in by Emma. who says, okay, hey shoddies, my name is
Jesus Christ. Good start. I love this already. Okay.
M, E Money, E Amazing Grace, etc.
Was this like, did you write this, but you like 20 years ago?
This is my self-insert fanfic.
It sounds like something you would
say. I'm pretending it's M. I'm writing fanfic about M, the Schultz, you know.
More? Come on.
So more. E-Money goes by they, she pronouns and said, I was scrolling my For You page on TikTok and found out about pheromone perfume.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So they said, here's a sampler from one I found on Amazon. It's called Pure Instinct Roll-On, the original pheromone-infused essential oil perfume cologne unisex for men and women, TSA ready. Ooh. And this is by a reviewer named Matthew Morris is Hot.
Oh, dear God.
And it's a verified...
Is this also you from 10 years ago or whatever?
It's me from 2 months ago. It's a 1-star review verified purchase, and the title is Free Drink, But Smells Like Skunk Pee.
Shit. That's graphic. That's... Wow.
The day I got this, I was super excited. I was thrilled to sneakily attract more men. I opened the bottle with excitement. My dude told me he had something important to tell me that day. I was ready to bust this perfume out and seduce him. I rolled it on my wrists and my neck. It took a bit to get the product out, but at last it came out. In the bottle, it smelled like Jolly Ranchers. It was very sweet. That's how it smelt on me for a bit. I enjoyed it at first. Then my dude came to get me. He insisted that he take me to Sonic, so I agreed. Upon arrival, he ordered me a cherry limeade. All was good. Then out of the blue, I caught a whiff of my scent. It smelled like straight trees, like I had rolled around in the forest and had pine all over. I can't tell if all the weed I had been smoking had made my natural scent turn to trees. It was disgusting. I smelled musty. Then my dude looked me dead in the eyes and told me he was actually into my roommate. I was horrified. So basically, with this instinct pheromone perfume, you will smell like skunk, but at least you'll get a free Sonic drink. You might lose your man, but it's okay. The drink was worth it. True story. Wish it wasn't, though.
Wow.
End of review.
That is descriptive, though.
Ouch.
Also, what do you expect when you see the word pheromone, though? I, like, for me, when I think pheromone,
it's not like,
it's not a positive
Jolly Ranchers.
Scent. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's not, yeah, it's something
carnal.
Yikes. Okay.
Like skunk pee.
Like skunk, something carnal like skunk pee. Also, I just love that he took her to Sonic to break up with her. Why?
Fucking Sonic. Why? Of all places. I don't know.
Oh, it's sad.
That was a brutal one.
Anyway, your turn.
My next one is from Tegan, she, her. So I'm going to read Tegan's story first and then read a relevant review.
Great.
So here we go. My husband has been ordering a special brand of tea called Zest Tea that contains extra caffeine, since I thankfully managed to convince him to stop drinking 5-Hour Energy regularly. Every order comes with a few individually wrapped sample tea bags of different flavors. As I was heading out to work one day, I grabbed one of them because I felt I might need a pick-me-up. I got to work, opened the pack to make my tea, and discovered that instead of a tea bag, the pack contained a single condom and a note telling me to, quote, stay zesty.
Stop it.
Naturally, I immediately told my coworkers, had a good laugh, and one of them started searching to see whether this has happened to anyone else. And indeed, here is this review. So,
Alexander, what is happening?
Okay. Here's a review, a 1-star review titled Condom in My Tea.
Oh my
which
god.
Is a very bad stuff.
Oh,
like,
my god.
Don't worry, it's in its
Forget
packaging.
Skunk
There's a
pee.
Picture.
This is so yeah. much worse.
This sample package was going great and was delicious. The pomegranate mojito was energizing. The superberry samba exotic. The spicy masala chai had a nice mixture of cinnamon and spice. My favorite was the Blue Lady, a derivative of Earl Grey. So when I woke up and opened a bag, I was shocked to find a condom inside. How a condom got into the packaging of tea is something I do not want to know. But finding such a thing in my tea is not something that makes me likely to come back. End of review. And sure enough, there's the photo. And it's a... What?
Can I see?
Well, here's the photo that Tegan sent. It's and the same brand of condom was in the reviewers.
The fact that it says stay zesty. It,
and this little note that says stay zesty.
But, I mean, this must just be part of their packaging, right?
There's no way this was intentional.
You don't think?
No.
How could this happen?
It must, like, clearly it's an issue that happened. Like, there's, I kind of doubt it, right?
I feel like this would be like a thing they do. Like,
well, here's actually, no, there is an answer, actually.
Oh.
Oh. I don't know how I missed this, because I read this tweet. So there was a tweet that referenced it as well. And I read the tweet, and I, for some reason, did not read the image that it was accompanied with. So this person on Twitter, Shayna, must have emailed them, because they got this response. Hi, Shayna. Thanks for taking the time to reach out about this. Some of our employees are trolls. The pandemic is probably getting to them. We're sending you a full mini sampler pack so you can try more of our flavors. Stay safe and zesty. I assume this safe was pandemic related, but I like to think it was like condom related.
I thought it was like, but also while we're at it, you know, why not? Alexander, I really thought, oh, that just must be part of their...
Must have,
like,
been a prank. That some.
Oh, I thought it was like their mission. Like, also, we want to eliminate STIs.
Yeah. And while you're a single condom.
Well, I was thinking like, oh, extra caffeinated tea. Yeah. Maybe they're like trying to be like edgy.
Yeah.
But
well, here's Shayna responded, like tweeted that image. It was a screenshot of the email. And this is what Shayna had to say. Shayna was not having it. Can you believe the unprofessionalism of customer support at Zest Tea after I complain about finding a condom in the tea wrapper in front of my son in the order I placed? And then they offer to send me a mini sampler pack? I asked for a refund. End of tweet.
Aww. Oh my God, get over it.
So yeah, Shayna was not, I don't know. I don't love it, but like when people are like, in front of my child.
Listen,
it's a condom.
Zesty's trying to teach to help you have the talk about the birds and the bees.
Like, if it's not the right, I mean, okay, I'm not a parent. I shouldn't.
Your son is 17. Like, you know, it's about time, okay? Wow.
Yeah, so.
What a wild.
Hey, free condom.
I just love that, like, nice. The employees are trolls and are doing this, and, like, this poor person is like, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this, but there's a staff shortage, and for some reason this is what they're doing.
It's funny how people like got so mad, which I'm like, yeah, if you, I don't know, if you're not expecting a condom, also like it could be really, I don't know, like if someone like you open, it's like, why is there a condom here, like a different brand of condom, like it could lead to unintended consequences.
Meaning what?
I don't know if you think that your like spouse.
That, well, that's what I was thinking at first when that email, when you were reading the email, I was like, oh gosh, did they think like my husband's hiding condoms in the tea bags.
The way it was presented, it seems that it was in a sealed thing, better. But Thank God. I mean, if you like stumble on that, you might have concerns. So it could have unintended negative consequences.
And to be clear also, folks, like, yeah, they are in a sealed packaging. It's not like
a loose condom. Yes. No, it's a unused condom.
Thank God.
Still in its, I assume, unless they resealed it after
I'm
use.
I'm sure
but
that's
I,
not the case. Unless I hope not. They're very, very savvy trolls.
They're quite the pranksters.
But you'll get a free mini sampler out of it. Okay, so is this my last one?
That was my last one. Okay. So
I'll end on a 5-star. This was sent in by, here we go. This was sent in by Sailor, she, they, he, who called us she for cuties, which I love.
Oh.
And says, I found an interesting 5-star review of something that helps fold your clothes. Okay. And I feel like I need this. I'm not good at folding. I don't like it.
Is it the thing they use in retail where you lay it down flat, the plastic thing?
Box Legend. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. So if you've worked in like a retail shop, you've probably seen these things. It's like a plastic board that helps you kind of make sure all of your clothes are being folded in the right dimensions, etc.
Did you see that TikTok? Sorry, we're always quoting, talking
it's
about TikToks,
embarrassing,
but
isn't it?
It is the TikTok where they have these things you can install into your walls and throw your and it's a vacuum and you throw your clothes in there and they go through a tube. It's like a laundry chute,
yeah,
but it's like vacuum powered.
What?
And you it sucks your clothes in and then drops them in your laundry room or wherever. Like you can have it, if you have like a top loading washer, you can have it come out of the ceiling into
no
the washer.
Way.
And it does jeans too, because we were like, oh, well, it's going to get clogged by jeans. And they were like, nope, look at this.
So it's just always on?
No, you turn, I think, that's what I was curious about, but no, I think you can, you just turn it
because
on and then start.
Because moonshine would be Infernal Adventure.
Literally every day.
Every day.
Multiple times a day.
We'd be unlocking the basement door, let him back in every few minutes. That is wild.
Yeah, and I'm like,
we used to have laundry chutes growing up.
I hate carrying my laundry downstairs, so.
First world problems.
I know.
Why don't you install a vacuum into your wall?
It's very much one of those, but.
I can't even read the comments on those because it's like, oh, we've got to the point in society where we need a vacuum in our wall.
People like to, I don't know, make a big deal out of
like
really
ruin the party,
silly things.
You know, like we're having a big party about this laundry chute and you're ruining it. All right. This is a 5-star review by Dean and the title is OMG Box Legend. Where have you been my whole life? This is a verified purchase. Color royal blue.
Okay.
I hate folding clothes. Nay, I just suck at it.
That's probably me too.
I know. I'm like, wow.
Maybe if I were good at it, I wouldn't be that big of a chore.
Like the first 10.
Do every shirt three
the
times.
The first 10 words. It's like so much reflection and like growth, personal growth happening. But as one is apt to do, I've adapted over the years. I'm a guy. I wear t-shirts. I have two kinds, short sleeve and long sleeve. I've learned to fold them in such a way that I can see enough of what's on them to make choosing the right 80s band shirt quick and easy in the morning. That's not the problem. The real problem is my wife. Well, not her. It's her clothes. She doesn't have shirts. She has tops. Some are long sleeve. Some are short sleeve. Some have no sleeves. Some have these things that I think are sleeves, but they're too small to really qualify. She has some tops that connect to bottoms. I think they are summer dresses. Some are made of the space-age stretchy material that turns what looks like an infant-sized shirt into something wearable by an adult. It's confusing. I don't know what to fold under, how much, how often, bifold, trifold. When I fold her clothes, it looks like a mismatched clearance rack pile of random household items. Not anymore. Enter the box legend, or as I call it, the top hero. Careful, boys, it's not that kind of party. Everything she owns goes into the box legend. When I'm done, her pile of clothes looks like display table at Shea Elegant Lady.
Whoa!
Look at that pic! Everything is the same size. I'm never folding clothes like I'm an extra in the opening sequence of 2001 A Space Odyssey ever again. Thanks, box legend.
That's cool.
End of review.
Because, yeah, that's a struggle.
Yes.
For me, I literally just have pants, t-shirts, long-sleeve shirts, and sweatshirts. That's
oh,
it.
Alexander.
And
yes.
Underwear and socks.
Oh, yes. It is a whole new world.
It's, yeah. And
when you're folding tank tops versus sweaters versus three quarter sleeves. Versus...
Yeah. Or things that might not qualify as sleeves.
Or have no sleeves.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So, anyway. I think basically
that's hilarious because that was so relatable.
Another incident where I might actually make a purchase based on an mm-hmm. email we got because that looks very handy to me.
Yeah, we're also buying Crocs.
Oh, right. I did. Not
did you already order them?
Not Crocs. I accidentally ordered Crops.
No Crops. Oh, no.
If you recall.
Oh, yeah.
But
is that
yes.
why there's like a farmer out front, like plotting, like making a plot of land right
yeah,
in your yard that you don't have yet?
He's digging. He jackhammered some concrete and put in a... corn. It was just one stalk of corn.
He put in a corn.
A corn.
Amazing. I was looking at these Croc slippers though. They
yeah.
look cozy.
That's the one I think I want.
Because I don't have any like slippers to just wear around the house.
Yeah.
I just wear socks.
Yeah, these fur lined ones, like the faux fur lined ones. I'm into it. Like Sherpa
the
line.
Soft ones, yeah.
Wow. Anyway, well, thanks for listening to Between You and Us.
Oh, yeah.
We're about to also do a bonus episode, mm-hmm. and we just released an episode the other day also.
Yeah.
So join us there and there.
There and there. Join us everywhere. Patreon.com/beach2sandy. Talk to you soon.
Bye.